For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. As the centenary of Leonard Bernstein's birth, the year 2018 has already seen a number of concerts across the country dedicated to the American composer and his music. These concerts often include well-known selections like West Side Story and Candide, but some are bringing to the fore Bernstein works that are less often performed, works like his Mass, a theater piece for singers, players, and dancers. A production of Mass is a challenging undertaking. There's the fact that it draws on a variety of performing groups, music styles, and traditions. Not to mention the controversy the work created in its early years for its less-than-orthodox approach to both music and religion. Because of these difficulties, Mass is performed with less regularity than other Bernstein works. But here in the Palmetto State, the University of South Carolina School of Music has taken it on for three performances from March 2nd to March 4th. Recently, I sat down with Ellen Schlafer, director of opera at the university and stage director for the school's upcoming production of Mass. Ellen filled me in on just how big this work is.
It's big, and it was meant to be big. It was written in 1971 to open the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., our National Center for the Arts. And it was Roger Stevens, who was the producer and the head of the Kennedy Center at the time, said he had one shot to show all of his donors, including Congress, what the center was capable of producing. And so it even has a marching band on stage.
According to Ellen, this performance of Bernstein's Mass will bring together more than 200 personnel, including a children's choir comprised of young voices from the Midlands, chosen through auditions held in September. Among the university students represented, both undergraduate and graduate, are dozens of instrumentalists from a range of performing groups, singers from the concert choir and graduate vocal ensemble, and dancers, all joining together for a rare collaboration.
What we're trying to do for our students is to get them together for one event. You know, our music students are so busy, and the marching band does their thing, and the symphony does their thing, and the opera people do our thing, but we don't ever have a chance to perform together. And it's been quite rewarding the last month or so to hear instrumentalists and choral people and vocalists talk about the one piece they're working on together.
For Ellen, Mass is a work well-suited to such a coming together, a work reflective of the genius, versatility, and humanity of the mind behind it.
It really is part of this incredible talent that Leonard Bernstein was. He could play jazz. He loved to play jazz. He would conduct the New York Philharmonic and then go out to a jazz club afterwards and sometimes jam with everybody. He wrote hit Broadway musicals. Everybody knows West Side Story. On the Town, he wrote the music for the movie On the Waterfront. My study for the last 2 years about this gentleman has led me to really recognize what a genius and a truly unique musical human being he was, but also a human being. He cared very deeply about people. He was so gifted that he saw the world in a different light. And I'll tell you a story. I spent many years working backstage at the Kennedy Center, and I first started there about 9 years after the center opened. And even 9 years later, the stagehands would talk to me and say, "Ellen, do you know about Mass? You know what opened our show?" And these are, if you know stagehands, they're not easily given to sentiment. So when I knew I was working on this a couple weeks ago, I called a friend of mine who was a stagehand. He ultimately ended up being a vice president of the Kennedy Center, and he just retired. And so I wanted to ask him about it. And he said, "You know, the thing about it was love. Everything about it was love. Oh, we're opening our National Center, and here we were bringing all these people together to do the show. And there was Lenny, and Lenny was just all about, let's make it work. And it was just love." And here's a hardened stagehand saying those sorts of things.
Incorporating a wide variety of music styles and artistic disciplines, Mass is one of several Bernstein works that offers performers a chance to deliver both finely crafted vocals and dramatic impact. Such a balance is an appealing one for singers like Kevin Vortman, a Seattle-based tenor who is taking on the lead role of celebrant for USC's production of Mass. Kevin's experience with Mass stretches back nearly a decade, to when he performed the work alongside the Baltimore Symphony under Maren Alsop. Although not yet in the celebrant role at the time of that production, Kevin had a unique opportunity to learn about what all it entailed through baritone Jubilant Sykes.
We had such a long run of of that particular production of Mass. We did 4 performances in Philly. We recorded it over 2 days right when it closed. We went to Carnegie Hall and another venue in New York City, and then we went to the Kennedy Center. So we had a jam-packed schedule, and it's a huge physical role and a huge sing. There's just a lot of notes that are to be sung for the celebrant. And they hadn't assigned a cover for Jubilant. So I got called into Marin Alsop's office about 10 minutes before our final dress rehearsal. And she and the director asked me if I could learn the role overnight so that they would have a safety net just in case Jubilant wasn't feeling quite up to it, given the length of the run. It was a bit of an oversight to not have assigned that responsibility to someone. And I, at a very young age, was like, of course I can do that. So I sort of had this crash course in really learning the music. But I count myself lucky to have been in the rehearsal room with Jubilant and watched his beautiful performance and take on the celebrant. So that really informed that process for me. It was heavily influenced by what Jubilant was doing. Years later, when Kevin Newbery, the director of that production, but then also the director of the Philadelphia production, approached me and asked me if I would be interested in doing this, I really was excited. At that point in time, it was about 8 years later, and I had matured. I was now married. I was a father. I had experienced more weight on my shoulders, more responsibility. And I think that being able to bring that part of myself to the celebrant is invaluable. And this is a man that willingly accepts the weight of his congregants, of the world on his shoulders, and feels his inability to facilitate the relief, the catharsis, the change that they need in their lives. And I know that as a father, it's very difficult when you would do anything for your children, but sometimes you're crippled by circumstances. You're just unable to make things better. And that part of my humanity that was innate has been magnified through fatherhood, and I try to bring that as much as possible to my interpretation of the celebrant.
In addition to family life, Kevin can also link other personal journeys to his developing understanding of the celebrant role.
I think it's helpful that I started in the street chorus, where I had an opportunity at that time to question what my relationship and journey with God or a higher power was at the time. And now, having gone through that internal search, I can say that's who I was at that time, and I can move forward. I was raised in the Catholic Church. I still canter in a Catholic church. And so I'm very familiar with the modes and the ceremony, and I find my own comfort in it. Whether or not I agree with all of the teachings of the church is sort of immaterial. I can relate to the comfort that many congregants and believers find in the consistency of ritual. So I certainly bring that, and it influences my performance. And I think that as I have become more aware of the social issues that our world and our country and our communities face, that I have a vested interest in, it has really spoken to me about the relevance of the work in trying to find our own peace in our lives with our neighbors and our communities through our own individual humanity, not necessarily trusting in the institutions to lead us to the future, that we have to lead our own way to cross bridges and to form alliances and unions between people that may have legitimate but differing opinions than our own.
Kevin acknowledges it's a performance with no easy moments, from the technical requirements of the music to the length of time at center stage to the characterization of the part. Playing celebrant in Bernstein's Mass is demanding, but Kevin finds it a rewarding part, especially when it comes to guiding younger performers.
I really enjoy working with the kids. There's a children's choir on stage, and we have 2 boy soloists, and they're all just great, and they're so enthusiastic. And in this particular production, also working with the students at the university has been very rewarding. I think that honors the legacy that Lenny had in terms of his outreach in music for young people's concerts, and that he took a very serious take on his responsibility to be a mentor. And I learned about those relationships from Michael Tilson Thomas and Maren Alsop, who were both mentees of his. And I think, and I don't pretend to be a mentor to these graduate students and undergraduate students, but there is something about being able to say, well, I've experienced this professionally and coming here and get to share my stories and my enthusiasm for the piece. And I hope that in some ways it makes a difference in their enjoyment of the participation so that they can introduce it maybe to the next generation.
In Kevin's view, Mass is a work of enduring relevance, as timely today as it was in 1971.
Certainly, there are similar issues in our country now where the populations are becoming more divisive and there are chasms that need to be bridged. And to me, that's what this piece speaks to, that in spite of our beliefs, there has to be something within that says everyone is valid and we need to live here together. And how do we find a way to bridge our differences to create the best world that we live in? And what does that really look like? You know, it's painted in gray. I think Bernstein does a wonderful job within the piece of not acknowledging that the answers are found, that they're still out there, that this is maybe just the beginning as we reach the end of the piece and it's somewhat unresolved at the end. But I think that, like all great works of art, hopefully this is something that inspires discussion amongst, you know, the cast members, the audience. This is a piece that has no one interpretation and no right interpretation. It's beautiful that way, and I think that's why it's something, as I look forward to my season where I have three more of these that I'm doing, I don't look at it and say, oh, wow, that's going to be really hard, because when I go do it in Cincinnati, the struggles that will be happening in Cincinnati are very different from the struggles that the community might be dealing with in South Carolina. So each community in which it's performed offers its own perspective about what the piece needs to offer at that moment in time.
Ellen, too, finds a message of unity in Mass, emphasizing the work's ability to inspire optimism.
It is a celebration, ultimately, and a celebration about what is good about us and things that are common. We all have fears and we all have doubts, but we can find a basis of getting along and listening to each other. And I think that's part of what this piece is about, is finding what we have in common as opposed to what our differences are.
Highlights from conversations I had with Ellen Schlafer, stage director for the University of South Carolina's upcoming production of Mass, and Kevin Vortman, a Seattle-based tenor who is taking on the role of celebrant for the production. Three performances of the Bernstein work will be given, all held at the Coger Center in Columbia, March 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and March 4th at 3 p.m. More information at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.